and this is episode 3 of
Nonsense Cast.
Yes, Nonsense Cast. Welcome back to Nonsense Cast. I haven't done this since Christmas. So yes, hello everybody.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you all. We haven't done, yeah, I think we did one just before Christmas.
Yeah, just
we?
Before Christmas, yeah.
So did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I did. I got 2K19, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and Heretic.
And a wad of
WWE
stuff, including a big dog's paw, and what else did you get? You got a...
Seth Rollins doll. And a Rolly Rollins.
You got a Seth Rollins doll, and you got a... Give me a belt.
Give me a belt. Give it to me.
Now and now you can actually, I can just say to you all the time, give me a belt, because you have one, and I can take it, therefore you give me a belt. And what else do you get? Anything fun? I don't know why I'm looking around the room, it's been gone for about 2 weeks. I forgot, I didn't even write down your new games in the gaming place, so we'll not forget to do that. Of course, I got... Red Dead Redemption 2, which I will go into later in depth.
So good.
So get ready for a 9-hour podcast.
Yeah, and I'll go into it with them. That's amazing.
Please remember that you can get us on the social medias.
You can get us on Spotify, iTunes, this. No, not this.
This? Yeah, you can get us on Anchor.
Can you even search on Anchor?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I've never really listened to much on Anchor, but... what else can you get it on? You can get it on Acast,
any
iTunes podcasts, and if you wish to find us, if you are just out there in the ether and you happen to come up against the old Nonsense Cast, you can get us on Facebook. There is a Nonsense Cast page.
Yes,
you will
is.
Have you will have to request to be added, as it is a private page.
But we will probably add you.
But we'll add you, because if we get one fan that isn't actually one of our friends, then that will be an awesome day.
Or if one of your friends tells someone who's not one of our friends.
Well, that's all right, because that's still not quite a friend. That's just a friend of a friend. So I'll live with that. So that's us for the moment. Shall we crack on in to the televisuals?
Yes, we should. All right. Okay. TV. I'm going to do main first.
Right, I think we've got...
Actually, no, we can both do our same one.
Well, you have been watching Disenchantment, which is the new...
thing by Matt Groening.
New cartoon animated.
Who made Simpsons.
And many other things. The one that I never took to, what was that one called? The one in the one in the future. Futurama.
Futurama.
Kind of says it in the name, you pleb. Oh, God, I'm such a D-bag. No, you know the one in the future, Rama. The one in the future, Rama. The one that had Jake the dog as Bender. Bender the robot, which I never realised at the time because I didn't watch Adventure Time at the time. At the Adventure Time. So, Disenchantment, tell me about it.
Basically, this princess, it's basically Brave, but by the creators of The Simpsons, and not Scottish.
But there is a Scot in it, I believe. With the usual terrible accent, just like... I don't know why they just don't get Scots to do Scots.
I know.
Because they're always terrible. I don't know who does Groundskeeper Willie, but it's... It's always been so bad, but maybe that's the whole point. Maybe it's supposed to be that bad.
Yes.
Too many wee ones!
And also there's something else that we watched together. It was Bandersnatch.
Snanderbatch, which is the newest Black Mirror.
First ever, according to us. Yeah, we think that it's the first ever interactive Netflix program.
Yeah, I don't know whether they've done any others. They might have done it with something else, but... it was a really good story. I enjoyed it, but it's a choose your own adventure on telly.
Yeah, it's a guy who makes a game, and he keeps on going through different realities until he finds one where they've given a game like the top rating.
Yeah. And he
meets, and also he doesn't kill himself.
And he meets very many bizarre people along the way, and yeah, he dies about 50, well, he dies about 10 times before you actually find the right way, because I think all in all, we probably, what, it was meant to be just over an hour, and I think with going back and going back and going back, we watched it for about 2.5 hours. But it was good, it was good fun, it was nice, it was different. And if there's one thing that Black Mirror always is, it's different. And it was based on technology, as it generally always is. I love Black Mirror. I was very, very late to the table, as they say, with Black Mirror. And I just kind of binged them all last year. And I won't say I loved every one of them. There was a couple that I just couldn't get to. But most of them, just brilliant. Excellent messages in them. They always had a good moral.
Yeah, so now you can go on to all of the ones that you watched. Okay. Actually, I still have one more. I was watching The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross. I'm sorry.
You go to sleep to Bob Ross, don't you?
Who doesn't?
Me? I don't. Now, don't get me wrong. I put something on the Facebooks, the book face, about your mum watching Bob Ross, and I took a shower of abuse for dissing the Bob.
Yeah, but you should have.
I wasn't bad man. Really dissing him. I like him, but how many times can you just sit and watch somebody paint? It's just maybe not my thing. Sit down. Sit. Dead air. Yeah, so I've nothing against Bob. And I feel really bad now that I heard that he died really young. He was only something like 52, died of cancer.
Yeah, you should have felt bad.
I can't really say it was my fault that he died of cancer about 30 years ago, can I?
No.
All I want to know is how they managed to fit that afro into a... Into a casket. Yes, he was. Well, that's where I read that he was a drill sergeant. If you can imagine anybody in the world who wouldn't be a drill sergeant, it would be the squirrel-loving, afro-toting Bob Ross.
I bet you that he can only cook because he owns squirrels and birds that he cogs.
He probably had them in all his pockets so that he'd just go up to somebody and say, "Get down and give me 20! And then he'd go, "Hey there, little buddy. Can I stroke your little tail? Run off into the wilderness and let me paint a painting." So that's Bob Ross. I have been watching Mr. Mercedes Season 2.
And what is this?
Mr. Mercedes is a series of books called the Bob Hodges Trilogy. Bill Hodges. The Bill Hodges Trilogy, written by Stephen King. I read all three books last year, and then they immediately brought out the first series of the TV show, which they had done pretty much to the letter. I did cover it on our old Nonsense Cast, which is unfortunately no longer available. I covered the first series at the time. But the second series has just come out. It's a series of three books, or books, depending on where you're from. And
books.
And they have... Rightfully so, they have just kind of completely cut out the second book, because the second book really didn't have much to do with the story. It was only very... it only had a few tenuous links to the original story. So 1 and 3 is where it's at. The first one being Mr. Mercedes and the third one being Finders Keepers. And now this one is pretty much solely following the third book, which is... Brady Hartsfield, the serial killer, Mr. Mercedes, is now a vegetable in a coma in hospital, and he starts to regain some kind of mental power, which he can translate through tablets and use people to his advantage, which is really, really cool. They've stuck to the story really well, and Brendan Gleeson is absolutely brilliant as Bill Hodges. Sure, I said this the first time around that he was Bill Hodges was a very kind of grumpy old ex-cop American guy.
So basically, it was kind of like the second episode of Black Mirror.
I can't remember which one that was.
Tablet girl injection.
Oh, yeah.
She controls her through a tablet, basically.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But anyway, it's really good. If you haven't seen it, watch the first series too, because the first series is brilliant.
So what is your next TV show, Dad?
One that I would say I'm looking forward to, we'll try and watch it when your mum comes home at the weekend, is The Orville is back.
Oh, good.
I believe they're on season 2, episode 2, so we're not that far behind, so I'm looking forward to watching that, because that was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It was just again, this is another one that we covered on the old podcast. It's just Star Trek.
But it's funny.
But funny. And I still don't know how Seth?
Rogen?
No. The the Family Guy guy.
Never watched Family Guy in my life.
No, neither have I, but the main guy, the guy that does the voice, the voices, I can't. But his name is Seth or something.
I thought that was Seth Rogen.
I know, and he's the main guy. No, Seth Rogen is.
What was that?
That was you know the guy. You know we was watching Step Brothers the other day. You know the guy that chews the fart.
What?
That's Seth Rogen. You know when they're in the interview, and he does the massive fart, and he's like, I can actually taste it on my tongue. That's Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Of 40-year-old virgin, and he does that one now with what's the guy? Bad Neighbours. Now he's in Bad Neighbours. And you know Seth Rogen. He's usually got a beard. Canadian. He was. Remember the thing that we used to watch.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Remember the thing that we started watching. Well, I've watched it all, but you started watching Freaks and Geeks. He was very young in that with James Franco, and it was one of his first roles. But anyway, we're going up completely off tail here because it's not even Seth Rogen we're talking about. We're talking about Seth, other guy that's in the Orville. He's the captain on the Orville, and it's very funny. So watch Thorville if you haven't seen it. Me and your mum watched Travels with My Father with Jack White. All that was funny because his dad's such a stuck-up twit. And
I like that.
It's very funny, but he just pretty much takes the mick out of his dad the whole time, and his dad refuses to do 90% of the stuff they want to do. Whereas Jack's all partying, dressing like a hippie, and his dad took like 10 tailor-made suits with him. So that and he's in some of the hottest places in the world, and he's got all these tailored suits, and it's funny. Anything with Jack Whitehall in it's funny anyway. We watched just before Christmas. We watched Making a Murderer, the second one, which just got even crazier and crazier. I won't go too much into depth with that because it was there's so much to talk about. You could probably do a podcast just upon it, and I'm sure there probably are some. Lots of things that just keep appearing to kind of more or less prove his innocence. All these bones that were found dotted around the place which weren't on their land. And how they got from there to on this guy's junkyard is unbelievable. But there's a woman fighting for his innocence now, who's one of the best lawyers in America, and she is fierce. I can't remember her name, but by juniper berries, I wouldn't mess with her. She goes for it. She really, really goes for it. But anyway, I was Making a Murderer. Enjoyed that. And just one last one. Oh yes, Minimum watched something on Flixnet, I think it's called.
Flixnet.
You know that one where you chill and Flixnet, relax and Flixnet.
Netflix.
That's what it's called. And it was called Wild Wild Country. If you've got Netflix or some sort of similar televisual viewing system, then I would advise giving it a watch. It was a bit drawn out, but it's called Wild Wild Country. And it's about... what's his name again? I've got it because I've got the book here. Bhagwan Shri Rajneesh, who...
What?
he's considered a cult leader, a philosopher, and people followed him for years in India, and then for some reason or not, they wanted him to leave India. I think it was for monetary things, because I believe he was dodging taxes, and the man is rich. The man's got a lot of money. Just to put it in perspective, he has 90 Rolls Royces and 3 planes, 3 charter planes. He's, what are you doing?
I've got a raisin in my mouth.
You've got a raisin in your mouth?
In my throat. I'm gonna go get drinks.
You go get a drink while I bore everybody with this. Yeah, and
this is your comedy for a second. All right.
Right, go get your drink. Sort out your throat. Don't let the dogs in. Don't let the dogs in. Yes, and it's just about it. When Bhagwan, now known as Osho, decided to move, he just bought a massive piece of land in Oregon and then started to build in what people kind of seen as it wasn't the desert, but it was a very dry, arid place. And then all his followers started to come in, and there was something like 10,000 of them. And the people in the nearby towns and villages hated him, and they were like, "He's a satanic death cult leader and all this." And actually, if you watch it, there was some terrible stuff that happened that you don't know whether it was at his command or not. I would hope not. But the woman he had running the stuff, Sheila, another Indian lady, I think the power went to her head more than anything. And she ended up doing some pretty horrendous things. But all in all, the guy was just about living your life and peace. And... generally not trying to teach anybody any kind of religion. He actually despised religion. And I've got to... when we get to the book section after, my wife... go right, close the door and sit down. Close the door, sit down. My wife bought Osho's book, which isn't actually his book, it's just a series of... interviews with him. He generally didn't do interviews, but there was 1 month at some point that he just opened up to everybody and invited papers from all around the world, and they were all allowed to ask different questions, and I'll speak about that in a bit. So, yes, watch that, Wild Wild Country. It's interesting because at the end of it, I came out of it actually kind of thinking... it's not really a cult. All they've done is worked the land and made the place much better. Unfortunately, it was for the woman that kind of... the Sheila lady and a couple of other crazy people that considered murdering senators and things like that were trying to turf them off the land. So that's that. Movies. You went to the movies last week, didn't you, with your friend?
Yes, with my kind of brother and my best friend.
Broski.
Oh yeah, Caden's my best friend, and then Rory is supposed to be my brother because it's Rory Corey, the Ori brothers.
The Ori brothers.
Even though it's spelled differently, he's an Ory, I'm an Rey.
True. And does that have anything to do with you going to the movies?
No, I was just saying a game with him. So, Wreck-It Ralph 2. Hasn't seen it
I haven't
yet,
seen
so
it
I'm
yet.
Not going to talk about it.
Yeah, don't tell me everything, because I still want to see it.
Because it was amazing.
Oh, I've been waiting for it for ages.
I think that you should put your fingers on yours, because I'm going to tell them.
Okay, do I have to say la 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 at the same time?
You can if you want to.
No, it's alright. You just tell him. Give me a nod when you're done.
Yeah, alright. Goodbye. So basically,
don't take the mickey out of me while I've got my fingers in my ears.
Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah, so basically, Wreck-It Ralph.
That's an arse.
Yeah, so basically, Wreck-It Ralph 2. The arcade owner, he plugs in the Wi-Fi, and then he gets the internet connected, and then eventually, YouTube star Dan TDM, he actually plays as the e-boy in it. So he's in it for like 3 lines. So basically the little girl Vanellope Von Schweetz, yeah, her game steering wheel gets broken. And so Ralph and Vanellope go out to eBay to buy a new one. But it's about 2,225 quid. So basically they go and they play this game called Slaughter Race. Ralph's like really scared. But she not cause somebody's bargaining 30,000 for one of these people in it, Shank's car. What are you doing? Yeah, so they don't get it, but Ralph just makes all of these trendy challenges on different YouTube. I can't remember what it's called, BuzzTube or something. Yeah, and then he actually does the Fortnite dance challenge in it. That's where they got one of the most rarest emotes in the whole entire game. It's a free Fortnite emote. Yeah, it's hot. I can't remember. Yeah, so. Dad. If you don't know, Dad's looking quite stupid.
Come on, my fingers are gonna get stuck.
Yeah, so he gets all the money.
I think
money.
I got one finger on each side
buy
of my brain.
Buy the video game. But they get, Ralph puts a virus in to slow everything down so that Vanellope wouldn't want to stay in that slaughter race game, like, forever. So, yeah, and then they get back, and then they get... and then they get the wheel, and they save the arcade.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can hear clearly now. Just something we should mention before we crack on with this section, is that we did a bizarre family thing the other day, didn't we?
Oh yes, candling.
We did ear candling.
Basically, Mum puts candles in our ears and then the earwax come out of our ears.
No, she puts candles in our ears and sets fire to them.
Yes. So my hair is 2 inches away from being burnt off.
No, it really wasn't.
Okay. It was very safe
with me, Ed. But it actually did the trick. I think your mum had seen it on the line.
No, she saw it on 5 Minute Crafts.
Which is on the line.
Yeah.
We've
talked about 5 Minute Crafts before.
Yes.
Half of the stuff that they put on doesn't work, but that did work.
Oh yeah, we spoke about the toothpaste last week. A few weeks ago. Yes, we had to lie down, stick big candles in our ears, set fire to them, and then just lie there on the floor holding a candle thing in your lug-hole, and all you can hear is this mad crackling the whole time.
Yeah.
And as it burns down, it takes like 20 minutes for each ear to burn it down, but there's a line that you stop at, and then you take them out, you put them in some water, and then you unroll them and see what has been drawn from one's lug-hole, and it's disgusting. I knew mine would be disgusting, though, because I had a blocked ear before, just after Christmas, and it's because I'm always doing stuff that's got a lot of dust and stuff, so my ears get clogged, and I couldn't hear for about a week after Christmas.
Okay, we're going way off the track.
I know, but I started talking about the ear candling. You know, people need to know these things. It's interesting.
Yes, yeah, so what else do we have? We were both watching Harry Potter.
Yeah, he went through a spell last week of, what was it, he had 3 Harry Potters in a row. I know this is a bit of a late review, as they say, but it's, which ones did you watch? The Prisoner of Azkaban, the one that the kids were in when I was looking after them. There was the Prince of Persia, And
the Prince of Persia.
The uncle of Trout's well. I think.
Actually, I just came up with a good idea. I mean, it's not a well. I'm gonna try and play the theme on the flute, and it's gonna go very wrong.
Okay. When
cover your eardrums if you don't want to hear the worst thing that you've ever heard.
I was gonna say, don't worry, listeners. I'll give you the nod of when to just forward the podcast. Oh, I've got a pen stuck in my ear. Oh, looks like they need candling again.
Ear pending.
Right, Corey, do you want to chop?
Okay.
Okay, so whilst Corey is doing whatever he's doing.
Hey, by the way, how would you give them the knot?
I will.
You're behind a screen.
I'm behind a screen?
No, you're behind.
No, if I was behind a screen, I could give them the nod. I'll do this as a nod. There you go.
Right,
people. It's not that bad. That was no sound that should really be made by a human, no matter what instrument. Yeah, that was almost it. Good job. Apart from the bit that sounded like you had a rat stuck up your ass.
Do this.
Right, so the next on the movie section. This is. Oh, you know, that's right down my ear. I'm regretting the ear candling thing now because Corey's just screamed right down my ear. One of our loyal listeners and brilliant podcaster himself, the Samster, has already commented a few times about how much fun it must be trying to keep you in check. And Samster, this is what I have to put up with because he's currently just hanging off my neck, trying to get me in some sort of rear naked choke, which happens about 12 times a day. And I don't have the strength or the age for it anymore. Right, Corey, go and sit down.
Okay.
The other movies, I've not watched that many movies, I don't think. The only ones that I will say is that we started to watch a film called The Institute. It sounded like it was going to be good, some kind of mental institute back in the, I don't know, 1800s or something like that, 1800s America. And it was produced and starring James Franco. And why, oh God, why he put his name to this is beyond me, because it was so, so unbelievably terrible. I've just thought of another one that I'll have to put on as well. This was so good. Don't watch The Institute. It's a terrible film, terrible acting, terrible screenplay. Just don't do it. Then after that. These were all Netflix films, I think, because we've had Netflix for a couple of months, so we've been, I think we're just about to get rid of Netflix, because we only really got it for watching Christmas films over, okay, pal. We only really got it for watching Christmas movies, and then we were going to cancel, so I think we're not that far off being time for cancelling the Netflix. But we watched another one just a couple of days ago, which was called, if I can find where I'm up to, The Endless. And I would highly recommend it. It was a weird film. It was something about a cult. But it was about two brothers who had gotten out of a cult when they were 18 or so, I think. And they'd been out of the cult for 10 years. And they'd been living a very hand-to-mouth existence ever since. And one brother was more than happy with that. Just pop it on for a bit, kid. And one brother was more than happy with the fact that even though they had a bit of a meagre existence, they wasn't in the cult anymore. And the other brother just pined for the cult the whole time, saying, we used to get fed, we had friends, we had love, we had a house or we had a roof over our heads, etc., etc. And he says, I need to go back and have some closure. So they decide to take a trip to the place that they call the cult and see some people that they haven't seen in 10 years. And when they go there, they kind of realise that all the people that are there haven't aged in that 10 years. And things start to get a bit weird. And it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a good film. It wasn't absolutely knock your socks off brilliant, but it was a good movie nonetheless. And last on the movies, well, it was more of a documentary than a movie really, but it was Bross, When the Screaming Stops. I think it was called When the Screaming Stops, or When the Screaming Ends, one of those. But most anybody who listens to this would probably know Bross, I would imagine. Corey, do you know Bross? When will I be famous?
No.
I can't dance. They came along in the '80s. Get off and go and sit down.
I'm just flipping at the card. They
came along in the '80s. They were two skinny, blonde, good-looking lads from London that wore ripped denim and leather jackets and, for some reason, wore Grolsch tops on the shoes, and everybody did it, and everybody loved them, and people went absolutely Bross crazy for a while, but they kind of came and got dropped like hot bricks so quickly. It was unbelievable, and they don't really speak a great deal. They're not really in that good a touch, and they decided that it was going to do a one-off show at the O2. To kind of relive some of their old best-selling hits. And it was just like the 8 week or 10 week run up to doing this gig, and it was very interesting to say the least, because Luke was the drummer, and so he was always the one at the back, although good looking chap and all that. It was Matt that got all the attention. So he was quite bitter about all that. But Luke has got he's had a really good career. He was in Blade. He's been in another bunch of movies. He's a good stuntman and an actor. And he seemed like the one that was a bit more down to earth. He's got a family. He's got a wife and kid and everything. But they had the rug pulled under them so hard that one minute they were the most famous people in Britain. And then 2 days later, the debtors came in and said, right, I need your car, I need your house and all this. And then they found out that the money, they didn't have any money. All the stuff that they'd bought, it was just all loaned by the record companies. And but anyway, it's good to watch. It's an interesting documentary. But the only problem with it is Matt Goss. Every word that comes out of his mouth is like something out of Spinal Tap. You think it's been made up just for a laugh. At one point he says, one thing that you really need to remember is that the letters H-O-M-E personify the word home. Yeah, I know, because they spell it, you knob. He's one of these people that speaks in kind of psycho babble nonsense, and everything's meant, he thinks every word is some kind of philosophical scripture, which it isn't. It's anything but it's worth just watching. It's worth just watching Matt just for a laugh. You go, I mean, the guy's a big success himself. He's had a really successful show in Vegas, and for years, but they both made good names for themselves, but they won't put the past behind them. They're still very, very bitter, and they do not get on well as well either. For two brothers, I don't know, I can't remember whether they're twins or just brothers, but yeah, they are twins because they're very, very similar and identical twins, and they don't get on well. Sometimes, yeah, that just proves they do. Just because it's your family, it doesn't always necessarily mean you get on well. So that's that. Anyway, yeah, movies are done. Music. What have you been listening to, Squiddles? Apart from putting lights through your ears, as you seem to be doing at the moment. I've not put anything down for you because you didn't write anything. So what have you been listening to in general? En général, as they say in French. I'd like to add you're doing really well in this section. Thank you for your input. Sit down. I've just been listening to chill type stuff. I've been listening to Fleet Foxes and anything that sounds like Fleet Foxes.
The Streets.
Do you be listening to The Streets?
Yeah.
Oi. Oi. I believe they're coming to Glasgow. I believe The Streets are coming to Glasgow.
Like,
I thought Glasgow already had The Streets. Like Socky Hall.
I want to go and see them.
Renfield,
so
Buchanan, etc.
I can't remember the reason.
I don't know. We'll have to look into it, Sunshine. We've been looking at what festival we're going to do this year because we found out not that long ago that this will be our last ever Solfest. We've been going to Solfest since Corey was in a pram. And now he's just coming up for, what's your next birthday? 11? Are you 11? No, you're not. You're 10 now, you clown. So you're just coming up for 11. And we've been going there all that time. I think they had a couple of years off while they let the ground heal or something. So we've not been to every single one, but we've been to every one that they had since we found out about it. And it's just always been one of them places. We go every year. We've never had any bother. We always get good pictures. We always have a laugh. We go with a bunch of our mates.
This is the second year that I'm going to be going with one of my mates.
Yeah, you're going to be going with Caden.
Shout out to Caden.
Yeah, you're going to be going with Caden again.
My friend who I went
to see
Wreck-It Ralph with. Well, he took me.
Yes. So this will be the last one. So we're looking at some other things because, of course, we have the Daft Daffers.
Daft, Daft, Daffers.
So we will need to go to a couple more festivals because there's just something that's brilliant about going to. We've always wanted to go to a festival in a camper van.
No, we can
because
do it.
I've tented since I was a kid. I've always gone in tents, but just rolling up with all your stuff in the van, sorting your bed out, and then you're just ready to roll. There's something beautiful about it. And some people might say, "Oh yeah, that's not a festival. You got to get down and dirty at a festival." Yeah, you know, just in your little tiny tent. Like lick. But
if anybody else comes into me and Caden's tent.
Yes?
I forgot what I was going to say.
You're going to have to brush up. What? You have to take a Hoover. Is that tent still okay, by the way? I never thought about that. You're going to have to make sure that's alright, because I think we just came home and put it away, and it might have been raining. So you might need a new tent. Yes, festivals. There's another couple we was looking at. We was looking at Doing the Rabbit Hole, which is we go with John and Caroline and all the boys, and the girl went last year. And we may do that one this year. Another one your mum was looking at down near Oxford, which isn't as much of a drive as I expected. I thought it was going to be about 10 hours, but apparently it's only 6. I don't see how you can get to Oxford in 6 when it takes 9 to get to my mum's in Wales. Anyway, I'm going off the beaten track here. And one of the presents that I got your mum for Christmas was tickets to go and see Newton Faulkner at the Fruit Market in Glasgow. Which is, I normally wouldn't have done it because we've seen Newton Faulkner 2 years ago at the Festival of Salt. And he was very good, but normally if we'd seen him, I'd say, oh, there's no point in just going again. But I've never been to the Fruit Market, so apparently it's a brilliant place for a gig. It's at the original old Fruit Market Street in Glasgow. And it's like a really nice, down-to-earth venue to go and see people at. Your mum went and seen somebody there not long ago and she loved it. I can't remember who she went and see. Lissy. She went and seen Lissy there.
Who's that?
She was a female American artist that was popular about 4 or 5 years ago. She had some good songs. Podcast. Have you been listening to any podcast, mister? Oh, well done.
I don't even have Anchor.
You don't have Anchor. You don't need Anchor. You can use Podcast Republic or
I don't have that either.
Any of those other things. Podcasts have been a bit thin on the ground over Christmas, as they always are, except for all the usual ones that I listen to. They all stop while they have the Christmas holidays and such. But just this week, Dave Berry Show is back. Dave Berry on Absolute Radio. And that's I listened to the first two yesterday, and they've been very funny. Still no O'Connell. O'Connell isn't back yet. I thought he would have started back this week, but he's obviously getting extra bloody holiday in Australia. Extra holiday in Australia. Yeah, I did start listening to Justin Morehouse, who, if you don't know, was young Kenny from Phoenix Nights. He's got a podcast called About 30 Minutes, No More Than 45. And it's just a little bit of kind of northern rambling. It's funny. Home Time with Bush and Richie has been good, and they covered the breakfast show for a while. Bush and Richie have been brilliant. They're doing really well. And I listened to the most boring podcast I've ever heard, which was called Heston's Pod and Chips, which was Heston Blumenthal telling you about how he comes up with some of his crazy ideas for the food that he makes at the Fat Duck. And yes, it bored me senseless. Food is probably not something that you should go into heavily in a podcast, because food's something that you should see, really, or taste. Just listening to it is boring. So stay away from that one. Although it has a good name, Pod and Chips. That's very good. Pod and Chips, get it? I sounded like a Tommy gun, not laughing. And then books. I have actually, as I mentioned earlier, your mum bought this.
Bhagwan Shri Rajneesh.
Bhagwan Shri Rajneesh. It's Rajneesh, I think it is actually. The program that I was talking about, Wild Wild Country, Osho, the who they say is a cult leader. Your mum bought this and she started reading it, but then she went away, and I've been reading it on and off just for a couple of days, and a lot of the stuff the man says is I heavily do not agree with. He doesn't agree with homosexuality or lesbianism. He thinks it's wrong, so I think he's completely out of order on all that. But when he starts to speak about religion and things like that, I think he's completely and utterly right, because he thinks all religions are to blame for everything. And when people say, yes, but you're a cult leader, he's like, no, I'm not. People follow me. If people want to follow me, they can follow me, but I don't teach them religion. I don't teach them anything about religion. I just say that I try and live a kind of a relaxed, peaceful life, and hope they live a relaxed, peaceful life. The actual people that all follow him, they initially started following him for him, but they followed him for a lifestyle, which was not that far shy from the hippie movement in the 60s. They farm the land, and they made lakes at this place. They made whole lakes for water where there was no lakes before. The whole ground was just brown and arid, and now it's just nothing but green fields. The people actually did wonderfully on it. So anyway, I'm gonna read more of that because it's interesting. Gaming. Oh, gaming.
I want to talk about my Christmas games first.
Oh, gaming. Yeah, go for it, kids, please.
So, please. I got 2K19.
Corey's upside down, just so you know, in case he sounds different.
Yes, so I got 2K19 with the Ronda Rousey and the Rey Mysterio DLC.
Rowdy.
From Santa. And that's basically 2K18, but with better graphics and different buttons. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Probably the third best game I've ever played.
Ooh, that's a bold statement.
It is amazing. You're basically You're basically, your father was a Spartan, like, yeah, your father was like,
Your father was a Spartan and your mother eats elderberries.
Yeah, your father was a Spartan and, your father was a Spartan, like, Lord General? General, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, your father was a Spartan general. You have this really annoying brother. Yeah, and you have half a broken piece of Leonidas's spear to protect yourself. So basically, you just go around killing guys doing quests. It's back in the Greek times. And TerraTech, that's an amazing game that I've been wanting for so long. It's basically, you go around on a wee droid. You kill stuff with your guns.
That TerraTech.
Yeah, and then they you take all of their guns.
Is that the one that Sunday plays? Is that the one that Sunday plays?
I'm gonna text this to him, and then I'm gonna.
That's good, cause he'll laugh, cause he sounds exactly like that. He sounds like he's constantly needing a wee. Child, get off my shoulders and do your review. We've only got 15 minutes.
Yeah, so you've just got all these wee blocks, wheels, and guns. No, you can do yours while I slowly strangle you.
You're shouting down my ear again. Right, have you done all yours? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, one of my old mates who called last week, hard to speak with somebody's arms around your throat. One of my old friends, Johnny, I spoke to last week, and we was just reminiscing about a few old things. One thing that we used to do was play Road Rash on the N64 when we were a pair of bums that lived up in a place north of Loch Lomond called Ardlewy, and lived in caravans and worked in the hotel. And we used to finish up our shifts, come back, and have a couple of drinks and play Road Rash, which was terrible, but we had so much fun. There's one particular night I remember doing a perfect run on Road Rash, and everybody in the caravan was jumping up and down, like in the style that you get when you watch those videos of the YouTubes, when the guys open a really good football card online that doesn't exist.
Dad, if you get a Pele, then people are going to be happy.
Well, that's FIFA for you. You've never played FIFA. But excuse me. I played FIFA 25 years before you were born.
Did you ever play FIFA Ultimate Team? And did you get FIFA points?
No. Would I like to? Because those people are D-bags.
Well, Dad, that's only because you've never played the FIFA Ultimate Team. You don't know what it's like.
D-bags.
You're a D-bag.
So this is the difference between the generations, as was the original point of this podcast.
You know, I have a pillow here and I'm not afraid to use it.
Corey watches people open
Rotoshaw.
Who?
Anytime Gibb. My new mentor.
Corey watches people open football cards on the line.
Rotoshaw.
And the people all jump round like absolute imbeciles, getting excited over opening this card, opening these cards, and I just don't get it. I don't understand. I don't see why people can watch other people open cards on the line.
Good. You're not a true FIFA fan.
No, I'm not. No, shall I be? Anyway, went off a little bit there. So Johnny gifted me a game of Road Redemption, which is more or less the new version of Road Rash, and it's a good laugh. I've had a couple of plays of it, and it's you just get to kick people off bikes and hit them with baseball bats and slap them on the stomach.
Ow! Ah! That was my leg.
What? It was nowhere near your leg, you lemon.
No, see, my leg was here. And then you slapped me up, so it hurt my leg.
Oh, so you now kicked the table for no reason.
But I need to give and, a play after this.
And then now I have to come on to Red Dead Redemption 2, which I don't have words for. So we should just carry on. Yeah. No, that's not true. It is as amazing as everybody said it was going to be. It is a very, very, very slow start, for the first 3 or 4 hours you're playing, you are virtually doing nothing. You're just following people around. Corey, get off. Or I will break thy arms off.
No, you won't.
It's,
Because then you'll go to jail.
I am trying to do this podcast with a child on my head, just so that you know, people. This is what I have to deal with.
It's his fault for making fun of Rosa
day in, day out.
And wow! You nearly broke my finger.
But now I think I'm on chapter 3, which is still nowhere near, probably about 2% of the game or something like that. But now I've got a bit more freedom to just go about and do my thing and go hunting, and I just got my fishing rod, so I'm going round doing some big game fishing and stuff like that. And and today I killed a bear. Which people...
You killed a bear with your bare hands?
No, I didn't. I killed it with
Roar.
I killed it with a bloody big shotgun, actually. And I killed this bear, and it almost killed me at the same time. And then I had to ride on Alan, my horse. Alan!
He has dreadlocks on his butt.
He does have a dreadlock tail. He doesn't have a dreadlocked holiday. I had to ride about 500 miles, and then I had to ride 500 more. I'm trying to explain. And then I had to ride about 500 miles on Alan, who was knackered at this point, I may add. You want to see the amount of crackers I had to give him?
Oh, no.
And by the time I got to the closest butcher's, which was really far away because I was hunting in the mountains, I went to give this big grizzly pelt to the guy to sell it to the guy. And it was, and it cost me about, I sold it for about £7. I was like, I've just wasted about 9 years of my life just for £7.
Hiccups.
All right, Corey's gone off with hiccups because he's being a spoon. Yes, everything about Red Dead 2 is amazing thus far. I'm going to crack on with the story mode, and I'm not going to play online until I've finished said story mode. But from what I hear, there's not a great deal going on online yet. It's still very much in... What do the youth call it? Beta? It is, yes. So I'm prattling on now. But the gameplay, everything about it is brilliant. One thing I didn't know at first was the first two Alans that I had, Alan 1 and Alan 2, I accidentally killed them by jumping off cliffs. I didn't know the cliffs were there. The cliffs just appeared and I died. But I didn't know your horse died. I thought you would have gone back to the stables and there would be... like resurrected. I mean, it's in GTA, if you blasted your car, all you had to do was phone the insurance place and you got your car back. I know you did have to pay a little bit, but still, I didn't think you'd have to go and buy a whole new Alan. And that's what I had to do. So I'm currently on Alan 3, and I've been on Alan 3 for a wee while now. Alan 3 is doing quite well. I'm managing to stay away from cliffs, but there's some of the storylines in it are absolutely amazing, and I think it will take me a good while to finish. But it's funny because all of my friends on Xbox Live, every time I go on to play Red Dead 2, it says, this friend is playing Red Dead 2. This friend is playing Red Dead 2.
That actually just worked. My hiccups are actually gone.
Well, what did you do?
Oh, I drank water upside down.
You drank water upside down? Was you upside down on the water?
Well, no, I drank it the wrong way.
Okay.
Mum said that worked and it actually does.
I've never understood that one. It's
supposed to be like... I don't know.
I take it we don't have any cider vinegar then. Because yeah. That's what you usually go for.
I mean... Mum kept on... I was like, Mum, I've got the hiccups. She said, well, yes, you should drink some water upside down. And I'm like, why do you sound like that?
Why do your mum sound like a Scottish Mary Poppins?
I know, that's what I was thinking.
So I think that's the gaming done for the moment. And every time, probably for the next 6 months, when we do a gaming section, mine will involve Red Dead 2 and Red Dead 2. So, apologies for that. The YouTubes.
The YouTube.
The YouTubes.
Me and Dad, for the past, like, time, have been on... Sorry, we'll have to cut off after this, and then we'll have
It's alright, we'll do another section like we did last time, although maybe this time it'll actually bloody work. I don't want to do it another 65 times.
All of these clean vines.
Clean vines. I have to premise this with... premise is the wrong word. I didn't really understand the vine as such. I didn't really get them. I didn't really understand what they were about.
There's nothing really to do with them. It's just funny.
Generally small clips. They're a bit stupid, and people tend to put heavy drum and bass in the background of it for some reason. But some of them are very, very funny. And one, the three that we've picked out here, or four. First of all, there is why.
It's just this guy. They just put clips together of these this president candidate or something.
Oh yeah, someone like that. I don't know why.
So
why?
Here it is.
I don't know why. I don't know why it's funny, it just is. Just the way he says why. Why? Why? And then there's, oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my
god. Oh, it's so weird. Oh my god. And also there is LeBron James. LeBron James. LeBron James. There's squillions of them. I could go on all day, but they're just stupid. Probably to listen to him on this podcast, people are like, why do you find that funny? It's not funny at all. But it is when you keep, especially if you've got a dog that we call, his name is Jake, we always call him James. Now I kind of call him LeBron James. So instead of doing so, I just go, LeBron James, LeBron James. And the dog hits me in the face and says, stop being stupid, you silly adult. And the last one is Hurricane Tortilla.
We need to put, oh my god.
I'm going to go out right on then.
This is it.
Girl, come see this. They got a ramen noodle exhibit. You know that's your favorite. Be careful, children. That's a lot of sodium.
That's not
the right one. They cut it out. They cut it out.
That's not the right one.
I don't know why they cut it out.
We are running very, very low on time here. So we will cut this back together. And we will be back with our review of UFC 232.
Alright, so this is back to the rest of the memes that I still have to play.
Memes? Vines.
Memes. Vines. 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 Hopefully it will actually be in this one.
Well, let's hope so, because dinner's on.
Alright, let's see.
Dinner's going to be in the dog.
Girl, come see this. They got a ramen noodle exhibit. You know
stop
this.
Stop putting it out.
They got a ramen noodle exhibit.
It keeps on putting it out at the store, and I don't know.
You better watch your sodium. Right? Do you want to do it? Do you want to find at least LeBron James?
LeBron James.
Find LeBron James, and then we'll move on to UFC. Because my life is slowly ebbing away, and dinner is on, and I'm getting hungry.
All right, let's listen to it.
Whenever you're ready. Yes, they are stupid, but anyway, off we rock with UFC 232.
LeBron James.
So it was it wasn't.
That should be the title, LeBron James.
LeBron James. It will be. Yes, yes, yes. It wasn't.
I need to do my announcing.
Okay. So the first fight of the main
UFC
card.
UFC 232. Chad Mendes of Team Alpha Male. So I don't like him. Versus Alexander Volkanovski!
And Volkanovski took it in round two with a TKO.
And that's good because I hate Mendes and I love Volkanovski.
That was actually quite a good fight. It was a good fight. Then there was a bit of a boar fest between. Was the announcer gone when I need him?
Between Hurricane Turtle. Ilulatsifi versus Corey Anderson.
And that went the whole distance, unfortunately, because it was boring.
Corey Anderson did win.
And it was a decision, and Corey Anderson won.
Yes, that's what they said.
Then there was.
What's his name again? Carlos Nasty Faced Conde versus Michael the Maverick Chiesa. Now, I'm actually a big fan of Michael Chiesa, and I don't like Carlos Conde because he just always looks angry.
Yeah, he did look very angry. It was a good fight. It was a good fight for a bit, and then Chiesa did get him into a brilliant submission in round two and finished the jab. And then we had our first co-main event of the evening, the one that everybody had been waiting for.
Chris Cyborg versus Amanda Nunes, champion versus champion.
As we'd said on the last podcast, even though we got it completely wrong last time,
yeah.
We had our weights all wrong, but I'm sorry, you just have to bear with us because there's that many weights now in UFC. It gets confusing. You don't know who's in what weight. There's four women's weights now. It's hard to...
Yeah, so basically, Amanda Nunes moved down a weight to try and take on Cyborg for...
And Cyborg hasn't lost in what... Was it something like 23 fights?
Yeah.
And I was expecting an absolute slugfest, and Nunes KO'd her in 51 seconds. And we were all just sitting with our mouths, as they say, agape, looking at the screen going, what the hell just happened? It's just something you don't see with Cyborg. She is a cyborg. That's why she's a machine. But every now and again, a machine breaks down, as was proven that evening. Then we had LeBron James. No, we didn't. We had the main event, which
Johnny Bones Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson.
What's Gustafsson's name?
Alexander Gustafsson.
No, he's got a name.
Yes?
Yeah.
This Swedish tall guy?
Yeah, that's it. I think that's Swedish what he called tall him. Guy. I think that's definitely what he called him.
Swedish tall, yellow bearded guy.
Yellow bearded?
I thought they had yellow hair.
He's not a Simpson. and that. We hoped for more than what that actually gave us to. It was a bit dull, wasn't it?
Yeah, really dull.
Johnny Bones did come out with a TKO in round three, which was actually quite weird. Gustafsson went to the floor, and then he just kind of hammer-fisted him on the head several times, and that was that. He called it. Herb Dean called it. And it was all a bit of a nothing. But then again, he's just... and also, it took me a while to figure out. I did not understand why he immediately got the belt back. Because as far as I was aware, he had to win the belt back off DC.
He already had the belt, though. He only went out because of causes.
I know. Yeah, I get you. LeBron James.
So he technically... It was still his belt the second he came back in. They should have just reserved it and not given it to DC.
So what he did was just walk in and say, give me your belt.
Yeah.
And then...
Get your belt. Good left.
Ow. And so, yeah, there was other fights on the prelims and early prelims. But I shan't go into that because we don't have the time. So we'll move on very quickly to just tell you about 233, which I don't think is this weekend, maybe the weekend after?
I think so. Glover Teixeira versus...
versus a cute llama.
Cutelaba?
That would be so funny if he went in and there's just this cute llama standing there, spitting in his face. Have it, Fox Glover. I don't know why I always call him Fox Glover. His name's Teixeira. And then there is...
Paige Manzi!
Flipping it.
Versus an ostrich?
Yep. So
Ostovich!
No, I think this is actually... UFC 233 is a special one where they are all against animals.
A cute llama and an ostrich!
And then there is...
Ben!
Joseph? Joseph, I think.
Joseph?
Yeah. Joseph Benavides.
Joseph Benavides versus... Which Ortiz?
Somebody Ortiz.
Yeah. Tito's the one who went up against Chuck Norris. Chuck?
Oh, I bet.
Chuck Liddell, not Chuck Norris.
That would be great who went up against Chuck Norris. Joseph Benavides versus our cheese. And then there is...
Gillespie?
Gillespie.
Gillespie versus... Madeiros!
Yes, we don't know. I didn't write down the first names of those, so you just have to dig it.
Magpie.
And then there is... Hardy versus Crowder.
Hardy versus a crow.
Crowder, which is actually a very nice Scottish cheese, and also Walton Goggins' character in Justified. Just to throw that in there.
And the main event of the night,
which is the only one anybody cares about.
Henry. The
message. Yep.
Cejudo versus. TJ
Killershaw! And
I'm really
looking forward to that one because TJ's my favourite fighter.
That should be
fun. So we are almost done here. Corey just has a little bit of wrestling news that he would like to share with you that he did himself.
Becky versus Asuka in the Royal Rumble. I cannot wait to see that. Because
Becky is the man, apparently. I don't know why she's decided that is a really good thing to...
She's the man, even though she's a woman!
Yeah. I'll just bill myself as the man. Why? Becky, you're a good-looking girl. Stop calling yourself the man.
The Undertaker says he's close to retirement.
Right, nobody could understand the word you said there.
The Undertaker's close to retirement.
The Undertaker has said like that his retirement is imminent. And
I don't care, I don't like him. I like Triple H.
Get away.
I mean, I do like him, I'm just not on his side.
I think if anybody should deserve a nice retirement to the little... wherever he lives in his little, what do they call it? At the place where they put all the dead bodies.
Graveyard.
Morgue. Yeah, he's
so you're saying that he's gonna die?
No, he's an Undertaker. He's gonna live in a morgue, isn't he? But he should. His body is already probably beyond knackered. He might as well go and enjoy himself for a bit while he can.
Now Chris Jericho signs for. Wait, he's signing for it.
Yeah.
So he's going.
Yes, definitely. He's already
Chris
signed.
Jericho signs for the WWE rival AEW. Owned by Cody Rhodes himself.
No, it's run by Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes runs it, and it's meant to be what is going... It's going to be the biggest rival for WWE because it's owned by the multi-billionaire boss of...
Fulham
FC, who is... I think he's a...
Ryan Sessegnon, yay!
Is it? Where's he from? What? Where's the guy? Where's the guy from? Where's the guy who owns it from?
I don't know. I just said Ryan Sessegnon.
Is that his name?
No, that's a star player.
Fulham. Oh right, okay. Anyway, yeah, so that's going to be a lot of money.
It's Ryan Sosegner and Steve Sosegner.
And
that is
partially because Chris Jericho refuses to work with McMahon. And I don't know why anybody works with McMahon, because the guy's an absolute D-bag.
Unless...
Last but not
unless
least...
Unless Seth Rollins says that the big dog's feeling okay.
Yeah, he says that he's doing as good as he can be at the moment, and things are going well. So...
It's fun.
You can only hope for the best. And, yeah, when you hear this, Roman Reigns, because I'm sure you listen to our podcast, get well from us. I think he listens to it when he's having his tea on a Wednesday.
Yeah, get well.
Definitely. When he's having his dog food. When he's having his pedigree chum. So I think that's everything from us.
Oh, wait, I need to think something.
Well, you say that, and you would think that in the 72 minutes that we've been doing this, Corey might have had a chance to prepare something for whatever it is he's looking for, as you can hear the drawers rattling in the background.
I'm wrapping it up.
Now I get you. So Corey is wrapping it up. And so from me and him.
Yay, me.
Stay frosty, sweethearts. We'll see you next classes. Time.
San Francisco.
San Francis?
No, I just said that for fun.
Stay classy, San Dimasiego.
Stay classy, Steven Seagal.
We love San Dimas.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Stay frosty, cheeky bagels.